Well, for some, again, it depends. If somebody from a middle class, and in these working class areas, if once off and they commit a crime and they're punished by imprisonment, for most, 99% of those people will never return. They probably wouldn't reoffend anyway, even if they were never sent to prison, because of it was the once off anyway, a bad judgment or a bad mistake or what, a loss of control or whatever. So for many people who come to prison, it is a once off. But the prison system, I believe, can't take credit for that and say, look, we're rehabilitating all those people, because I believe that they'd rehabilitate themselves anyway. On the other side of the spectrum, then, you're talking about people who frequent prison regularly and who come from with the baggage I was talking about. Poor education, poor job prospects, a lot of personal difficulties around behaviour, learning difficulties. You take it, they have all of the mental illness, homelessness as a result of that, and all the other consequences of poverty and disadvantage. For those going to rehabilitation, of course there's no very little rehabilitation in prison, in the context that prison has no control over who comes to prison, and it's certainly has no control what happens to them after prison. So when they leave prison, certainly there's very little infrastructure there to help them and to help them to readjust and to support them. While they're in prison, there's an assumption as well, but rehabilitation is the most misleading term for it. Rehabilitating somebody means that a person wants to change, wants to get better, wants to be cured. But we're assuming that everybody who comes to prison wants to change or is able to change. And, of course, I have often said this in previous interviews. The reality is that some people don't want to change. The reality for others is that they haven't the capacity to change, even if they did want to change. And then if they do change, what's there for them anyway? And I believe that people come from certain areas. The stigmatisation that's attached to them and their area is a major inhibiting factor, an impediment for them to make it back into society again. It ain't an easy journey from prison back into society again and be reintegrated.
But what's the solution? Would you have a country where there would be no prisons? What would be your solution?
Yeah, there's two different elements to this now. One is around the social and economic causes and contributory factors to crime, and the other is a response to crime itself. Nobody would convince me otherwise than we have to stop always at the baseline, and the baseline is every individual must take responsibility for his or her own actions. There's no other solution. Nobody can take responsibility for some other human being. So therefore, we have to start on the basis and say, you are responsible for your own behaviour, and if you injure people or rob people or damage people, you have to take the consequences. What I'm talking about in terms of prevention is a more visionary thing, that I believe that if we had, we'll say 25, 30 years ago, tackled the housing estates where, we can identify in Dublin alone that six pretty small geographical areas contribute 75-80% of all Dublin-born prisoners. I believe that we have a responsibility to tackle those areas by knocking the houses, replacing them with modern houses and modern amenities and facilities like education, recreation, all those things, to destigmatise the areas, to start supporting parents around the whole thing of parenting in a professional and supportive way, ensuring that young people born in those areas have an opportunity to stay on at school, certainly to the completion of second level. A statistic here that only 6% of prisoners on average in Mountjoy have stayed at school after 16 years of age highlights that major, major gap. So when I'm certainly talking about preventative work and doing something to prevent crime, I'm not talking about going easy on those who commit crime now. That's not a solution, and everybody has a right to freedom and to walk the streets in safety. So I'm not an advocate at all of going soft on the people who commit crime. There's no justification for attacking elderly people or any human being and inflicting injury upon them in the pursuit of a crime or otherwise just for vandalism. So I'm not advocating at all that we should stop punishing people for crime. But what I am saying is that all the evidence is there and all the science and research is there to show that should we become, if we became more proactive in prevention work, there'd be fewer people in that category. And by the way, the category that makes up 95% of prison populations that come from the poorest areas. Let there be no misunderstanding about it. It's poor people who are in prisons all over the world, including Ireland. They're not the middle classes. They're not the affluent. They're the poorest of the poor, by and large. So therefore, For me, it's a simple fact. If we know this, as we do, well, therefore, why don't we do something about it to level the playing pitch? And then if a child from a middle-class, upper-class, poor area gets involved in crime by choice, so be it. Let them suffer the consequences.
Do you ever feel like a voice in the wilderness?
I'm not on my own. I don't. I'm not on my own. There's several great people, out there long before me and will be there long after me talking about the very same issues and trying to raise issues around equality. I think about like Peter McFerry and Alice Leahy in Trust and all those sort of people that have been out there at the coalface for years and years saying the same sort of stuff. One of my big old themes is to say to people, look, will you be positive? Because we're negative by nature. We don't have to try to be negative. We can see 10 negatives before we see one positive. And what I keep saying is, look, nobody likes to be criticized. Nobody likes to be put down. We all like to feel good. And let's bring that message to people and look out for the things that they do good and recognize that and affirm that. And they'll be less negative. They often say to me, sure, you must get disillusioned when they come back to prison again. And I say, no, I don't. Because while they're in prison, we should be doing whatever we can for them. We should be wishing them well. But if they don't make it, well, so be it. There's a lot in life's journey. There's lots of positives and lots of negatives. And relapsing or failing or whatever the word you like to do is part of life.